With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The U.S. Drought Monitor has recorded some improvement to conditions in the Four Corners. Most of San Juan County, Utah was downgraded from severe to moderate drought. All of Dolores County and part of Montezuma County recorded the same improvement. The monitor's summary says high snowpack was one source of relief. But lower elevations are still feeling the effects of a weak monsoon season. Colorado Governor Jared Polis outlined an ambitious agenda for 2020 during his State of the State address to lawmakers Thursday morning. KSJD's Scott Franz has more on the governor's priorities.
Polis was quickly interrupted by protesters who want him to ban fracking and oil and gas wells, which was a topic he did not get into this year. Instead, Polis used much of his speech to promote a paid family leave program and a bill creating a public health insurance option. On that, he criticized Front Range hospitals for attacking the healthcare plan.
We don't represent the special interests, we represent the people, and the people are crying out for relief on high health care costs, and we can and we will do better.
Polis also urged lawmakers to come up with a proposal to increase transportation funding, but he did not mention a specific idea. Lawmakers have until early May to wrap up their legislative work. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Mesa Verde National Park plans to conduct a small prescribed burn in the coming weeks. The burn would be 1 acre in the southwestern part of the park. It's expected to take place sometime between next week and the end of March, weather permitting. Smoke may be visible to park visitors. This is KSJD News.